Join me in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Heidi and I almost made it. We woke up early on the Monday morning of Burl, and the power was still on. So we rushed to make coffee. Just knowing that the power was going to go off soon. And so we sat waiting and waiting and watching the radar. And though the power flickered periodically, it didn't go off. In fact, the storm had almost passed by 10:30, and we were thinking, we made it. We're not going to lose power until 10:30, when it went off for the last time and didn't come back on. And we were disappointed. I know you were too. Now you would think that because for 5 hours on that Monday morning, all we had thought about was power and the lights staying on, and how disappointed we were when the lights went off, you would think that it would be firmly planted in our minds that we don't have electricity, right? And yet I promise you, within just a couple of minutes of the power going off, I got up out of my chair and went back to the bedroom, which was now dark. And so the first thing I did was reach up and turn on the light. And for this brief moment, was astonished that nothing happened when reality came crashing back. Oh yeah, that was dumb. We don't have electricity. And I immediately looked around to make sure that Heidi didn't see me. And she did. And I don't know why you're laughing at me, because you did it too, right? But why? Why do we do that? Why do we reach up and push that switch when we know the electricity is off? And the answer is because it is routine, right? How many times through the course of a day do you go into a room and flip that switch or push that button to turn on the lights, or when you leave, push the button to turn it off? We almost do it mindlessly, right? It is routine. Are you ahead of me? Here's the tough question this morning. Does the meal ever become routine? Worse, mindless. That danger is there, obviously, right? Because we do it every week. We do exactly the same thing every week. The lineup of men may change, but that's about it. In fact, so many of you were refreshed when after COVID, we permanently added this longer time devoted to the supper. I think in part because it wasn't routine, right? It was different. What we do is the same, and it's simple words, scripture maybe, prayers, a bit of cracker, a sip of juice. I have been doing that every Sunday for 50 years. More than 2,600 times. Same thing. So it would be easy, I think, for the memorial to become routine. Worse, mindless. So that's the tough question I'd like you to wrestle with this morning. Do I ever just go through the routine mindlessly? I wanted you to notice with me a little segment of 1 Corinthians 11 where Paul talks about the Lord's Supper. I'm looking down at verse number 27, 1 Corinthians 11, where he says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself. And in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if it does not judge the body rightly. I don't want to unpack that in great detail. Just ask you to notice that this morning, that it is important how we do this, that it doesn't become a mindless routine. There are some things that I do in my day that are the same every day, but they are not mindless. As I've gotten later in my life, like many of you, I've had to start taking some medications more and more in the last decade. But I will tell you, taking my medicine has never been a mindless routine for me. I gave in finally a few years ago and bought the old people trays. I know it took a second, right? So that I make sure I don't do it twice. But it's more than that. When I dumped out my tray this morning, I counted my pills to make sure I was taking exactly what I was supposed to take. I'm very careful about that. For obvious reasons, right? Messing up meds can be serious. And so I have a ritual that I do every day when I take my medication, because I never want it to be a mindless ritual. So I would invite you to consider this morning, are there things that we can do to be sure the meal is never mindless? Maybe it's just that. Maybe every time we come to this moment, I need to engage my brain and say to myself, this is important. It's time for me to focus. As I do that, perhaps it would be useful to tune in more carefully to whoever gets up here and speaks and find something, maybe a theme, an idea, maybe a word, maybe a phrase in Scripture, maybe a specific word. Randy is so good to help us notice words, isn't he? Maybe I can grab one of those and stir it up in my mind. Maybe I could find an empty spot in the back of my Bible. You know, week after week after week, you have these variety of passages that are presented that somehow connect back to the memorial. Maybe if some of those register especially to me, I could go to the back of my Bible and just start making that list of passages that were especially meaningful to me. Maybe you would prefer a song. There are some songs in the book that just resonate with me as we prepare for the memorial. And sometimes it's useful to go back and just read those words as I share the meal. Or maybe it's something completely different than that. But I would invite you to consider, is there a ritual I could put in place every week so that the meal is never routine to me? Do something every time to make it meaningful. Do that this morning as we share the meal.